Obviously, you know, I'm very excited. Our organization is excited that we were able to go out and hire a defensive coordinator who has obviously an unbelievable track record. You know, I've obviously professionally I've known Jim for quite a while. You know, we actually went against each other. We had a lot of common friends at the Tennessee Titans staff. Mike Heimerdinger, who's passed away, was a very good friend of mine. We always talked about how well he worked with Jim. Jim Washburn, a defensive line coach. Obviously, Jeff Fisher. Having watched his defenses, the way they played, it goes back to my original theory. You know, when you look at, you know, high-end defensive coordinators, you want to look at people that you don't like going against their defense. Jim's defenses have always been very tough, very difficult to run on, very difficult to score on. They've been aggressive, and it's been very tough to game plan against them. So we're very fortunate that we're able to, with Russ Brandon and Doug Whaley, giving me the opportunity or the organization the opportunity to get on a plane in Mobile, fly up, sit down with Jim, and be able to get this done. So without further ado, I'll bring up our new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. Come on, John.
Thanks, Doug. I'm not one for a whole lot of opening statements or anything. I do want to thank Doug, and Russ for the opportunity. I've been an admirer of this organization for a long time. And, you know, Coach Marone mentioned having respect for people you go against. And I think some of the kind words he had for me are reciprocated. I feel the same way about him. And, you know, when you're a head coach and, you know, you find yourself on the outside, you want your next opportunity to be you want to be very careful about your next opportunity. And I was in this case. And I didn't step into this lightly, not only from the administration here and the ownership and the coaching staff, but also from a player standpoint. This is a tremendous opportunity for a defensive coach. You know, I didn't watch very much of the game last night, but it didn't take, you know, any NFL fan very long to put that game on and not see a Buffalo Bills hat running around somewhere. So I think there's some real positives here that we can build on. And that's the longest opening statement I've ever made. So I'll take questions.
Jim, John Worrell with the Associated Press. Welcome to Buffalo. The challenges and the opportunity you have here, what did you see in a team that has a lot of fixtures, pass rushing fixtures, and how do you plan to adapt them to your style? How difficult will it be to adapt what Patton did to your style?
Well, I think that, first of all, Mike and I are different guys. And even though I think continuity is important, there's something to be said for that. We're going to look very hard over the next few months at ways to keep as much continuity as we can. You know, from a coaching standpoint, I think a lot of times it's coaches adapting to players. You know, we have some outstanding players up front. You know, it goes beyond Mario Williams, goes beyond Kyle Williams, goes behind beyond Marcell Dareus. I mean, Alan Branch, Jerry Hughes. You know, I'm sure I'm overlooking a lot of guys, but there's some talent up front. It's our job as coaches to put those guys in good position to make plays, whether that's carryover from last year's scheme, whether that's new things that we bring. I think that's what coaching is all about, is putting your players in position to make plays, and that'll be a pretty easy group to do it. You know, we'll be fast, we'll be physical, we want to attack. We're not going to be a reading defense. There's going to be a lot of defensive linemen that are real happy to play in a system like that.
Where are you in the process of assembling your staff right now, and how much of that is your decision as opposed to Doug's?
Well, first of all, it's not my staff. It's the head coach's staff. And I think, do you want to take that now?
Just, you know, as of right now, obviously, you know, Jim O'Neill was granted permission. He'll be leaving to go to Cleveland as a defensive coordinator, to the best of my knowledge. Brian Flores, who's a quality control coach, will be leaving to go to Cleveland, and to the best of my knowledge, as an assistant linebacker coach. And also Jeff Hafley, who really wasn't here long, will be leaving for Cleveland, to the best of my knowledge, working with the secondary in Cleveland. As far as we're concerned, you know, Jim and I and the rest of the defensive staff will work together and, you know, bring the best coaches in here. That's our responsibility to Mr. Wilson, to Russ, to Doug, and more importantly, to our players. You know, we have a lot of good players on defense. I mean, that's not a a secret. You know, so for us, we're going to bring the coach in here that can best work together, that can communicate well, and get the most out of our players. And we have a lot of talent there.
Sure. How important was some continuity? Oh, this is a defense that is now on its fourth defensive coordinator. Not that it's your that's something of your doing, but how much was some semblance of continuity important in electing to hire Jim?
Well, I think that, you know, continuity meaning in schematics or continuity meaning in people or
schematics approach, maybe.
Yeah. Well, schematics approach, we were already on the edge. I think what you see in every organization is that, you know, you are going to see change, you know, from year to year. And that was one of the things that, you know, I was getting ready to talk about, that some of the things that we were going to, you know, change, you know, in our defense. So to make us better, I think that, you know, Jim said it before. I think that, you know, it's our responsibility as coaches to put the players in the best situation possible. To make it as easy as them, you know, with calls that they can go out there and just play. And I think that's what our goal is, to make sure that they can just go out there and play. And if we can make something easier for them where we can be more productive, then that's what we're going to do.
Just as far as the other coaches, if you didn't mention Donnie, Anthony Weaver, Samson Brown, are they staying here?
Donnie Henderson will be our defensive back coach. Samson Brown will be our assistant defensive back coach. Right now with Anthony Weaver, I have had a conversation with him today. You know, and again, you know, Russ and I had this conversation. It's very important for us in this organization and this region. You know, I think every fan and everyone out there totally understands that, you know, we want people that want to be here. And I think that's the most important thing, and that's the most important message. You know, Russ has said it quite a bit to me. And that's one of the things why I'm excited about Jim. We talked to Jim. Jim wanted to be here. Todd Downing wanted to be here. Those are the type of people that we're looking for, people that can become part of the community, part of this region, be a positive influence on that, and at the same time getting this football program back to where we all want it to be.
So to clarify, Weaver, do you expect Anthony to be coming back? Or You said you spoke to him today.
I spoke to him today, and right now I don't feel I don't feel good about that, him coming back.
Anything else?
For Jim, you talked a little about scheme, but I mean, how would you describe your scheme?
Well, I don't know that you can put it in a box like that. We've never put a label on it. You know, in this league, you're going to have to play some eight-man front to stop the run. There's going to be some games where you're not going to play much. You know, it's going to be opponent-specific. It's going to be multidimensional enough to be able to do that. Mentioned before, trying to put players in good positions and positions that fit their capabilities. You know, we're an attack scheme. It's a scheme built on the guys up front getting after the quarterback. And, you know, I mean, as much as you want to be multidimensional and have different personnel groups, this league boils down to guys winning one-on-one. And I think we have some guys that can do that. So, you know, whatever anybody wants to tag the system with as far as a name, it won't be us, because we're just going to try to do whatever we can every week to do the best to have a game plan. And, you know, I think the similarities you'll see is, you know, it'll be as aggressive as it can be, and we'll try to be as physical as we can be, and also it's going to be an attack style.
The wide nine is sort of a term that's thrown around with you. Yeah. Is that still fair to say it's part of your defense?
Yeah, mostly that's thrown around by people that it couldn't line it up if they wanted to. And I mean, that's no disrespect to those people, but I say this, there's 32 teams in the NFL, and all 32 of them line up in a wide nine. Not all of them are called wide nine teams, but that's just the way it goes. And that sort of developed because it fit our personnel and it fit what our opponents did. You know, you can dictate some things on defense with it. It makes it hard on offense. There's some things that you need to, you know, constantly work because, like anything, it has strengths and it has weaknesses. That'll certainly be part of our scheme here, but it's that won't define our scheme.
Jim, you talked about how important it was for you to not leap at the first opportunity, but to go after the right opportunity. What made this, in your mind, a good fit?
Well, it started with Doug. Like I said, the respect that I have for him of what he's done, and not just what he did in the NFL. I have a lot of respect for what he did at Syracuse and where he took that program. That wasn't an easy job. I think anybody who's in our profession knows that. You know, and then playing him last year, seeing some of the things. I mean, we've had a lot of common friends. So there's a respect level that's there. You know, I think that probably starts, it starts there. There's tremendous opportunity with the players that are in place. And, you know, your roster's never a finished product. There's always going to be additions. There's always going to be subtractions. There's things you need to work with. But we certainly have some good pieces in place to work around. And I'm excited to get to work with those guys.
How do you get back on the horse if this is your first setback, in some major setback in your coaching career? How do you get back on the horse, and how eager are you to get back into coaching once again after what happened in this, you know, December?
Well, I mean, I think in our business, that's not unusual. I mean, I think if you look around, just about every coach has been in that position. Every coach has, you know, had some situation, and some great ones that have been fired. It's part of this business, and it's the way it goes. But we do this because we love to do it. I graduated from Georgetown. I think I was the first guy in history of Georgetown to ever go into coaching. And I didn't do it because the money was here, even though I've made a lot of money in my career and things like that. I didn't do it, you know, to be on national TV. I did it because football was what I loved the most. I played Division III football. It was non-scholarship. And that's the attitude I've taken through my whole career. You know, I work an awful lot, but I wouldn't say I have a great work ethic. I just like what I do. And when you combine your hobby and your profession, I think you're in a great position. And, you know, that was, you know, there was never a question of getting back on the horse, so to speak. It was just making sure that your opportunity was the right one. And I'm very confident that it is.
Do you have a background in personnel with the defense right now?
Pardon?
Do you have a background with any of the personnel right now in the defense? Played coach for you?
Yeah, well, you know, just a little bit here and there, getting ready for draft, you know, things like that. Got to know a bunch of those guys real well, starting with Mario Williams. I was in Tennessee when we ended up drafting Vince Young, and we didn't know what Houston was going to do with the first pick. They ended up drafting Mario, but Reggie Bush went 2, and then Vince Young went 3. Well, we had done our homework, and we were ready for Mario Williams. So I got a good chance to spend a lot of time. We brought him to our facility. We went on the road and saw him. So I got to know him just a little bit. You can't be around this league very long without having respect for Kyle Williams. We got to know Marcel getting ready for the draft. I mean, I think everybody has some sort of background, but, you know, personally, there's nobody here that I've, you know, that I have a strong relationship or have coached before, but you know, this league is all about what you put on tape, and those guys have all put some pretty good things on tape. I'm excited about the corners also. You know, Gilmore, McKelvin, Aaron Williams at safety. You know, there are a lot of guys that that I thought an awful lot of when they came out of college, and I was very disappointed when we didn't have the opportunity to coach them, but now I do.
And speaking of going back to the continuity question, how do you approach it? I mean, you must be aware of the fact that, you know, you're the fourth guy here in 4 years. And
yeah, you know, I don't think that's anything unusual when it comes to players, and I don't think it's anything unusual when it comes to coaches. You know, change is a part of this game. You know, college coaches are used to doing that. You know, you bring in freshmen, you know, you have a graduating class of seniors. The NFL is not the way it was 25 years ago or 30 years ago when you had a player and you had him for his whole career. And, you know, and he was only learning one set of terminology. You know, so I think that it's probably over the next few months we'll be looking at what's best rather than what's, you know, that's the way it's been done. And there's going to be some carryover. There's going to be some things that will wind up changing because we think it's in our best. It's been in our best long term, our long term benefit to be able to do that. Players are very resilient, and there's not many players in the NFL that aren't very smart. You have to be a smart guy to be able to play in the NFL. We're not going to be so complicated that they can't pick things up. So whatever we keep, whatever we decide to change, there'll be a reason behind it. But also, we expect our players to be able to pick it up pretty quickly.
That's one guy.
And for Doug, just offensively, still have one coaching spot to fill, wide receivers coach. Is there any update there?
Well, we were in the process. We were interviewing people at that time, and then obviously there was a pause in that process. So, we'll continue back on that process as we go forward. And then when we have an announcement to make, we'll announce that right away.